Hey everyone, welcome to episode 43 of Sifts and Giggles. I am your host Casey, and I am joined by Krista. How you doing?
Not too bad, Casey. Yourself?
Good. I have great news for you.
Oh, let's hear this great news.
Okay, so Queen's Peril by E.K. Johnston was delayed by like 2 weeks. So you no longer have...
That's upsetting.
It's upsetting, but you no longer have to like live up to the challenge that you gave yourself 2 episodes ago.
Fantastic. That is such a great out.
And that means I also don't have to choose between whether or not I'm going to read Thrawn Ascendancy first or Queen's Peril, because I can just read them both
it
when they come
out.
Yep. I'm like 9 minutes away from finishing my latest book. And I'm ready to move. I don't know what I'm going to move on to next.
Fascinating. I'm still at the exact same point I was.
You haven't read anything since you challenged yourself.
I have not.
That's cool.
I took it with me this weekend with every intention of reading. And then I just got stuck watching the dog. And it was too hard to like get in a rhythm to read.
Right. That's understandable. We're busy. We're all busy. I mean, that's why I'm reading audiobooks instead of like actually sitting down to read a book. Yeah. Speaking of like books and Star Wars and audio and video books, I found on Amazon a making of Star Wars, a making of Empire Strikes Back, and a making of Return of the Jedi books on Amazon. And if you have like an iPad, you can get the Kindle edition, which is enhanced with like video and audio.
That's dope.
And these are only like they're not like the making of Star Wars enhanced edition is like $9.99. The Empire Strikes Back one is $8.99, and the Return of the Jedi one is like $10.99.
That's not bad.
That's not bad at all. So, like, even if, like, honestly, like, even if you had, like, a regular Kindle and you didn't have, like, an iPad, like, I feel like that's worth getting just on the off chance that, like, maybe... Wait, they would actually work on a Mac. You have a Mac. They would work on the Kindle app on your Mac.
You can have a Kindle app on your Mac?
You could have a Kindle app on your Mac, yeah. Like, there's an app for that. So, like, you'd be able to watch, like, the videos.
Oh, God.
And they're not...
You literally just said there's an app for that.
I did. I didn't mean to say it like that. So this is going to be...
That was gold.
Yeah. So this is going to be like the happiest part of our podcast because Krista and I tonight have some frustrations to air out, don't we, Krista?
We have had enough, essentially. We have had enough.
Star Wars fans, what she means is we have had enough of your shit. There's just like
Bantha shit.
So much. I said something. Okay, so like, I love The Last Jedi, and like I had to sit through like a lot of the criticisms of The Last Jedi. And when that was all going down, like when it was all like still like a fresh open wound, I had thought something that like I didn't want to say out loud or I didn't want to like tweet out because I was afraid that it would get me like bashed by like Star Wars fans. But like it occurred to me, I had noticed, I had observed that like no matter which side of like the whole Star Wars fandom you were on, like some people are like undeniably shitheads and like some people are not shitheads. But like I noticed that like there were, like, no matter what side of that, like, little debate you on, there were annoying people on both sides. There were, like, insufferably annoying people on both sides of that debate. And, like...
100%.
Now, like, the... Some of the, like, insufferably annoying, like, Last Jedi haters are now, like, Rise of Skywalker haters. And they are just as, like, annoying in their hatred for that movie as, like, the Last Jedi haters were. And it's just, like, it's so frustrating to watch.
I honestly think some of them want to hate just because they want to hate it. They feel like that makes them a superior fan. And I know me and you can probably immediately pick someone that we're both familiar with in our head.
Right.
But because it's true.
Or
you
10
have
people
out there who... You have a lot of people out there who want to hate it simply for the sake of hating it. They feel like it makes them a real fan, a better fan, a superior fan than those of us who do enjoy, you know, the prequels for what they are and do enjoy what we've get what we've gotten since Disney's taken over. Like, there's no denying that each, I guess if you want to say it, era of Star Wars has in some capacity annoyed fans. And I don't know if you can necessarily say so much about the original trilogy, because, like, despite their flaws and their issues that, you know, people complain about in the prequels that you also have in the original trilogies, but just get glossed over or ignored, they're considered, like, holy ground. Like, you can't besmirch the name of the original trilogy.
And, like, I get loving the original trilogy, because I, too, love the original trilogy. But it's not, like, holy scripture. Like, it's okay to, like, criticize the original trilogy. It's okay if, like, you make a story that comes a little bit later on the timeline that maybe doesn't make your favorite character look so great. Maybe doesn't make, like, your favorite storyline look so great. Maybe doesn't make your favorite bad guy who killed his boss and then redeemed himself look so great. Like, maybe it's okay if some of that stuff gets a little undone along the line, or just maybe, like, gets looked at from a different point of view, from a certain point of view, as they say in Star Wars. Like, that's okay. Like, The Last Jedi didn't break Star Wars lore, didn't break Star Wars physics. And then, like, The Rise of Skywalker didn't come along and completely undo everything that The Last Jedi did, even if some people want to, like, shout to the sky that it undid what The Last Jedi did. Like, it didn't really do that. Like, there's the one small part that, like, I wish that got handled differently. There's, like, the one small part, like, with Rey's, like, parentage that I was like, you know what, they really shoehorned that in there. But it didn't completely just retcon The Last Jedi. That's a really annoying argument.
And I think the whole thing with the Rey and the Palpatine, because, like you, I had that same issue. They really kind of just, like, meh, here. Do with it what you will, but it's here. And I think I would be more upset about it and have more issue with it if it wasn't for the fact that, you know, after seeing the movie twice and really going back and thinking about it, you could easily see how throughout The Force Awakens and The Last Jedi, they were slowly setting it up for her to potentially be descended from someone all powerful, like, that we know of. So it's not terribly surprising. Could it have been handled better? Yes. But wow. The argument, like you said, that ruins the entire film, I think, is horrible. It's so weak. It's like low-hanging fruit. Just automatically assumed that that's what people, like, if you can hate something about a film, that's an easy thing to be like, yeah, I hate it because of that.
That's a good way of putting it. And then I feel like lately, I don't even know when this, I started noticing this probably 2 or 3 years ago, where if a movie isn't great, it's terrible. Like, that's the mindset people have. Like, a movie has to, like, be perfection. It has to have, like, a 99% on Rotten Tomatoes. It has to have, like, no, like, plot holes or, like, goofs or anything. And if it doesn't have that, if a movie isn't perfect, it's terrible. Like, we've kind of lost our ability to just enjoy a movie, or to just think that, like, a movie is good or pretty good. Like, when did we start believing that the movie had to be perfect or it was shit?
Social media made everybody a critic.
Yeah.
And that's ultimately what it comes down to.
It made everyone a critic, and it made everyone like kind of like in a competition to see who can like have the snarkiest take on something.
I agree 100%. I really do think social media plays a huge role. I think and the internet in general just plays a whole role, huge role because, you know, everybody creates their headcanons. And then when you get spoilers, they're odd and like, or if you get spoilers or rumors that automatically don't align with those headcanons, they're predispositioned to like hate it going forward. Whereas perhaps if you got less of that, like, yeah, you might have a theory in your head, but you're not going to have months and months of like knowing information that you wouldn't know otherwise to sit there and stew and make you basically go into this movie with a chip on your shoulder,
Right. And we saw that
already
with
feeling like a maligned fan.
Right. And we saw that with The Last Jedi, how people reacted to their fan theories not being, you know, true or being like contradicted. Like they did not react well to that. And then just it's just so frustrating to watch. Like social media has like ruined the entire movie, like enjoying experience for people. Like it's to the point where like I am so close to being to the point where I just want to, like, if I stay on social media, like, I want to mute, like, every single word having to do with Star Wars and then just, like, enjoy it, like, on my own and then, like, do this podcast every week and then, like, not interact with, like, hardly anyone else about Star Wars because I'm just so tired of, like, people complaining about Star Wars day in and day out.
It's honestly like if all you do is spend your time and energy ripping the material apart, ripping the lore apart, ripping the people who are involved in making it and producing it and funding it and ripping apart, you know, other fans, other people who enjoy it. Can you really even call yourself a fan at that point? When the only, your sole purpose, your sole involvement in the fandom and in consumption of the content is hate.
Yeah, and
I
like,
know so many people who I guarantee went into The Rise of Skywalker wanting to hate that film.
I know people for sure who said before they even saw the movie that they hated the movie, that the movie was gonna suck. Like I know people who were determined to go in and hate it. And like, yeah, I mean like I know people who, like, I'm sorry, like I know, like, I've said plenty of times that, like, if you like any aspect of Star Wars, like, I consider you a Star Wars fan, and I'm happy to have you, like, in the fandom. So, like, I'm sorry if this sounds like I contradicted, if I'm contradicting myself, I'm sorry if this comes off as, like, a little gatekeepery. But, like, there are definitely some people in this fandom, and it's like, dude, no, like, you liked three movies that came out 42 years ago, and then you've complained about Star Wars ever since. Like, you spent a chunk of your life complaining about the prequels, and now you're spending a chunk of your life complaining about the sequel trilogy. Like, you complained about the prequels so much that, like, you drove George Lucas to eventually say screw it, and he sold Lucasfilm to Disney, and then, like, you've driven, like, people like Daisy Ridley and, like, Kelly Marie Tran off of social media. You've gotten to the point where like Oscar Isaacs and
John
like
Boyega.
John Boyega don't want to like even be in like any more Star Wars things like whatsoever. Like John Boyega and Oscar Isaacs can probably like get as much money as they want to have like their own film series or like their own Disney Plus series, but it's like they're done with Star Wars. And it's like, especially for a John Boyega, like that is because of people who like harass him, you know? And that's like because of people who take like every word that he says and like twist it in like to mean something else, you know? And it's like, it's as if it's not bad enough that like you're spending your entire life complaining about a movie. like, you're harassing the people who are part of making this movie. Like, that's just really fucking sad.
You know, like, I guess this is a poor comparison, but a good comparison is in the last Pittsburgh Penguins game against Boston on Sunday, the Pittsburgh fans mock cheered Matt Murray. And after the game, when approached by it, you know, every single one of the players basically said that was uncalled for behavior by the fans. They expect better. Like, you know, they thought our fans were better than that. When Murray is asked about it, it's no comment. And you have people who are vehemently saying, you know what, that was wrong. Like, to do that to, like, one of your team's players because you – and it's true, a lot of these people have a predisposition. Like, they want to hate Matt Murray. They want to see him fail for whatever reason. And a lot of it has to do with, you know, the whole Flurry thing. But they want to see him fail. And so because of that, they're actively rooting for it. You're not a fan at that point, in my opinion. When you're actively rooting for someone to fail, you aren't a fan. And the argument that, oh, well, I'm, you know, I'm the customer, I'm the consumer, they have to please me. Like, their whole job is to entertain me. You're failing to realize that they're still performing a service. And eventually, people get so fed up they quit that service in one capacity or another. And it's not surprising to see John Boyega, Daisy Ridley, and Oscar Isaac flat out say, I don't want to be involved in Star Wars anymore. And why should they? If this is how they're going to be treated by large swaths of the fandom, is absolutely ridiculous.
It is. It absolutely is, and I don't even know, like, part of me wants to say, like, everyone will get over it with time, but then, like, you know, there was, what, like, 13 years between the prequels and the sequels, like.
And if the sequels never came out, it would still be all about bitching about the prequels, still.
However long, it doesn't matter how much time there is between this trilogy and, like, whatever comes next movie-wise. Like, films, like, or TV shows, like, live action, animation, whatever, seem to be immune from this type of criticism for whatever reason. Books and comics even more so. I'm guessing that, like, no, yeah, it doesn't matter how much time there would be between this, like, trilogy and the next, like, films. Like, people will complain about them. People will be insufferable about them.
I think live-action TV shows have a harder rep because, I mean, going into The Mandalorian, and for a couple episodes, there were some people that were really hard on it. And we kind of also see it with Game of Thrones. So I think for TV shows, a longer leash, and people expect less. So when they have an issue, it's not quite as bad, and they're not immediately, you know, gathering the torches and pitchforks. But I do think with TV, they can get to that point.
Well, I think, okay, so before The Mandalorian came out, I definitely saw a lot of negativity around it. There were people who wanted to hate that show. Like, there were people who thought that, like, who just assumed, like, it was going to cater to, like, all the Boba Fett-loving, like, fanboys of the fandom, and it was going to, like, be, like, really, like, grimdark, like Legends was, like, a lot of, like, a certain swath of the fandom would love to see Star Wars get into. Like, so there were, I definitely saw a lot of people that were determined to, like, hate that show. And then Jon Favreau is just like, oh, yeah, well, here's Baby Yoda, motherfuckers. Like, hate this. Try your best to hate this. And then, like, everyone.
It's humanly impossible.
Yeah. Maybe we'll get, like, a better gauge of how the fandom would react to live action with, like, the Obi-Wan show and the Cassian show. Because, like, unless they can, like, shoehorn Baby Yoda into those two things, like, there's...
I think they'll have an easier time with the Cassian show because, ultimately, that's going to be a time period and a section of Star Wars lore that we have yet to really explore in that particular way. I mean, and they have K2SO. So like that there is going to be your comedic punch, your enjoyable droid that, you know, they shoehorn into everything. Every movie, show, comic, whatever you want to call it, always has at least one droid that they're like, this is for you, fans. So I think we'll see it more so with the Obi-Wan, simply because it's a character that is such a huge part of the Skywalker saga, such a massive fan favorite. And I think a lot of people are going to have really high expectations. And if they don't get exactly what they want, if they don't see how, you know, Obi-Wan's time following Revenge of the Sith and before A New Hope, it doesn't play out exactly how they expected it to or how they wanted it to, I can see them being just as bad.
Well, I would say, like, for me personally, I have no expectations for this show because I have no freaking clue what it's going to be about. Like, I don't know. I think, like, I'm operating under the assumption that, like, Obi-Wan never left Tatooine in the entire 19 years he was there. So, like, I'm expecting something, like, really, like, boring. Like, I'm expecting to, like, spend, like, 6 episodes watching Obi-Wan just, like, meditating in the desert. So, like, it's got to be better than what I'm expecting it to be. So, like, at this point, like, when you have such low expectations for a show, it's pretty much, like, I believe you've been to Vegas. I haven't. I believe the term is playing with house money. Like, at this point, like, Star Wars is playing with house money with me. So, like, there's no way that show's going to disappoint me.
Oh, I know. I agree. I don't think it'll disappoint me either, to be completely honest. But I can see people, you know, getting their set in their ways before it even comes out and going into it expecting a certain thing. And if they don't get it, I can see them being very vocal.
Have you heard the rumor? I don't believe this whatsoever because it doesn't make sense at all. But, like, have you heard the rumor that Jar Jar Binks is going to be in it? Like, I hope so yes. Much. I just want to, like, sit back with my popcorn and just, like, not even watch. Like, I won't even be watching, like, Obi-Wan. I'm just going to, like, keep refreshing my Twitter feed with my popcorn and, like, watching the whole reaction. Like,
well, it's going to be it would be incredible.
Yeah. Is being a part. Okay, so, like, obviously we both love Star Wars because we're doing this. Like, we devote, like, an hour of our. We devote an hour of our time, like, every week to, like, talking about it, like, on a recording. And then, like, we devote, like, I don't even know how much more time, like, just talking about it, like, between the two of us. So, true. Like, obviously we both love Star Wars. Is being a part of the Star Wars fandom still enjoyable for you?
Oh, that's such a hard question.
I know, right? Like, I think I follow, like, I think I have, like, enough friends that are, like, positive Star Wars fans, and I follow, like, enough, like, positive people on Twitter that, like, if it were, like, if I were balancing this on a scale, I think it would still, like, I would still say I enjoy it. But it's, like, some days it gets close. Like, today, like, we're recording this on Monday, and, like, today was rough. There was a lot of negativity and snark. Because one person, not going to name any names, I'm sure if you're listening to this, you've probably seen it. But, like, one person tweeted, like, a really dumbass thread about the end of The Rise of Skywalker. And there's just, like, at first, like, I didn't know, like, what. I had my own reactions to it. I probably started the reply to it, like, 3 times and deleted the tweets, like, 3 times until I was like, you know what? It's not worth it. Just not worth my time. That was, like, what I woke up.
I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I don't know which thread we're talking about.
The one I texted you. I texted it. It was, like, it was the first text I sent you today.
Okay.
Where the guy was, like, the person. Okay. Fuck it. It was a guy. So the guy was, like, I've been thinking, like, I can't think of one single reason why Rey would go back to Tatooine. And it's like, first of all.
Yes. Oh, God.
Yeah. So, like, it's just been fun. Like, I woke up to that. Like, what time is on the screenshot that I sent you?
1:50, no. 6:36 a.m.
Yeah, so I woke up to that. And, like, so that was the first thing I saw when I woke up, which a big reason why I need to stop checking Twitter first thing in the morning. So, like, right off the bat, like, that, like, ruined my day. And then, like, I felt better this evening when I started to see how many people were just, like, completely dragging him. And, like, first of all, the movie has been out a month. If you can't think of a single reason why Rey would go back to, like, Tatooine now, you're either not thinking hard enough or you're just not creative. Like, because I could
be purposely obtuse.
Yeah, like, you want to hate the movie. You absolutely want to hate the movie. Like, there's just no other reason why. Like, you just want to hate the movie. And it's to the point where if you want to hate these movies, fine. Nothing is stopping you from doing that. You have every right to hate these movies. It gets to the point where, like, it feels like you're trying to ruin other people's good time. And nobody likes someone who ruins other people's good times. If you ruin other people's good times, you're a dick. Like, that's all it is to it. You're a dick.
100%. I mean, I think that's my biggest thing. Like, I have no problem with anybody liking what they like or disliking what they like. I do take immense issue when it no longer becomes, I don't like this. I don't like this. Here's why. And let me tell you why you're wrong or why you're stupid. Or it gets to the point where it's just, you're basically attacking somebody for their opinion. And it goes both ways. You have people who love the movie who will sit there and...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Pick fights with people who dislike the movie because they feel so strongly that they're right, that everybody has to agree. Like, it doesn't work like that.
I think that's what got... Like, 2 years ago when Last Jedi came out, I think that's what got me thinking that, like, there's annoying people on both sides. Because some people were, like, very combative in their positivity for that movie.
It gets to the point where it's almost like you're putting so much effort into just making yourself be miserable. And what for? What do you get out of that?
I don't know. I don't know. Some people just, like, well, for sure there's some people who just can't, like, let go of the things they liked when they were younger. Like, one of the phrases I hate most in, like, any sort of, like, social media film criticism is, like, a film, like, ruined my childhood. Like, no, the film did not ruin your childhood. Like, you could still go back and you can still watch the original Star Wars trilogy, which is awesome. I highly recommend you do that. You can still go back and watch, like, the Ghostbusters movies with, like, all the dudes and not, like, all the icky girls. Like, you can still do that. Like, it didn't ruin your childhood. The shit from your childhood that you loved is still there. Still totally there. Except for the theatrical versions of the Star Wars original trilogy. That's not there anymore because George Lucas did everything he could to burn that off the face of the earth. Everything else you loved as a child is still there.
Yes. Also, you know what something really bugs me is this notion that you can't be a fan of all three trilogies.
Yeah.
I can't. Why not? Why the hell not?
That's because, you know why? Okay. Well, okay, first of all, people, I don't know, people just have very combative personalities anymore, I think. We see this as Penguin fans, because we've, you know, for like over 10 years, we've seen the Crosby versus Malkin mindset of some, like, fans in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
Like, Now, translate that to like billion, like probably not. Okay, translate that to like hundreds of millions of more people who feel passionately about one trilogy and then like oppositely passionate of the other trilogy. Like, and like there are more people today who grew up with the prequel trilogy who feel like positively passionate about that trilogy. And then, like, I don't know, maybe because they grew up seeing like the OT versus PT like mentality, maybe they just kind of like maybe it got embedded in their minds at some point that like if you love the prequels, you have to hate the originals. Like maybe that's just kind of like maybe they just kind of like learned that growing up. And then since you can't have three, you can't even have two good things, you certainly can't have three good things. You know, some of them can't like the sequels either. Like, it's you're allowed to pick more than one trilogy. You are allowed to like more than three movies in your life. It's totally cool. Like, you're not gonna like burn in hell if you like, you know, a second and a
You can
third.
like them all for different reasons.
Yeah.
Like they're thematically different, each of them. They all have their own identity in a way. Like, yes, they're all linked. They're all part of the same saga. But they have a very different vibe, in my opinion, a very different vibe and different feeling, each one.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like the sequel trilogy, I don't know, throughout it, I just felt more hopeful the entire movie series, like that entire trilogy. I felt more hopeful than I had in like the previous ones. Like, you knew ultimately like the light side was going to prevail
Right.
and stuff like that. I don't, so
Like,
you can like all.
right. And like, I love the original trilogy because like that is the one I grew up with, and like I felt really like represented by Luke. Like I can watch like because like you know, Luke's like I can watch the TV and see Luke, see like myself and Luke, just like a little girl now could watch and see like Rey in her, which is why like I think it's totally cool that the protagonist is Rey. Is like I think it's really cool that the protagonist is like a woman because like little girls get to now see that, like I got to see that when I was a kid. Yes.
So I stumbled upon a terrible, terrible take today, and it touched upon the when you said that when you watched, sat down and watched the original trilogy, you saw yourself as Luke,
Yeah.
and how you like the fact that now like we have Rey, so like girls like myself, like I could see if I was little, I would see myself as Rey. So this is found on a Twitter account called Shitty Star Wars Posts.
Okay, there's nothing good that's gonna. Okay, yeah, that account points out like every terrible thing ever about.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So today they posted a tweet of a screenshot from a Reddit thread, and the person posted, "That's the difference between men and women. Men relate to the character and become said character in play. Women imagine the character is like them and change the character to them in play. Example, a boy is playing with a Darth Vader figure. He will play as if he's actually Vader, aka Vader will do, and then in parentheses, what he imagines Vader would do. A girl who plays with Vader will turn him into her, so the stereotypical tea time, etc." That is fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm reading it right
wow.
now. I don't even know where to begin to like unpack that.
That is some of the most misogynistic shit that I've seen.
Like, okay, first of all, like, if my daughter were playing as Darth Vader and she turned Darth Vader into her, like, don't worry, he's still gonna force choke people. Like
Yes.
my wife, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook. I shared like this post from my wife where she was like, most children who see snow want to catch like a snowflake on their tongues. My daughter wants to punch the snowflakes because like that's what she wanted to do over the weekend. So like, first of all, like she can turn Darth Vader into her, and like Darth Vader's not going to change very much. But like, second of all, like I know, like I don't think that like little girls would have an obsession with like turning Darth Vader into them. I think they would probably play with him just like any other little like boy would play with Darth Vader.
Well, that's my gripe.
That, yeah.
Is because little girls don't turn the character into them. It's the only reason people say things like that is because it's something they mention. Well, it's a boy. It has to be changed into a girl for them. No, because I guarantee you, when I was little, the character when I played Star Wars that I always wanted to be if I wasn't Leia, and I usually wasn't because I wanted to use the lightsaber, was actually Anakin.
Really?
Because when I was little, it was the prequel trilogy that like really resonated with me.
I'm grimacing now. You just reminded me like how old I am. And
sorry.
That's okay.
But so like I would play as Anakin, and it wasn't me turning Anakin. I was pretending to actually be Anakin. Like I wasn't changing the character. I was doing the exact same thing that they're describing the little boy would do. I would play as I imagined Anakin to be. So, I mean, it's just, that was a fundamentally false statement that that person just put out and clearly has no idea or any interactions with females, is my assumption.
It's just total bullshit. Where was I? What was I talking? Oh, yeah.
I don't even.
So I love the original trilogy because, like, it's what I grew up with, and I can see myself in Luke. And, you know, like, I played as Luke as a kid. And, like, I like the prequels for, like, the story. Like, I think the prequels are a damn good story. Say what you will about, like, certain, like, execute, like, certain aspects of the execution. Say what you will about, like, the looks of them, especially, like, 20 years later, like, say what
truly is.
Yeah.
A space opera.
Yeah. The story is amazing. And then, like, of course, I love the sequel trilogy. I think that, like, all three movies are great in their own ways. And, like, one of them, I think The Last Jedi is, if it's not, I don't think it's the best Star Wars movie ever made. I think it is the most interesting Star Wars movie ever made. I think it's the most thought-provoking Star Wars movie ever made. Not my favorite one, but like it is the most interesting one.
I agree 100%. Agreed 100%.
Yeah. I'm glad we got this off of our chest.
Oh, well, before we do, one other thing that I would like to rant about for 5 seconds, and I'm sure you'll partake, is remember that, meme that I sent you that you at first misunderstood?
Oh, God, I was hoping we weren't going to talk about that, but go ahead.
We're not going to put you on blast for it, don't worry.
Okay.
There is one of the things that the sequel trilogies have been praised for is the fact that we are seeing a more diverse representation.
Yeah.
We are seeing more people of color, more females. We're getting females in position of power. Women of color in positions of importance. And there's a meme that's going down and it says, remember, this is race diversity in Star Wars. And then it's like a picture of two Twi'leks, and I don't know what the other one is off the top of my head, but that it kind of looks like Darth Maul.
That is whatever race Darth Maul is.
It's like three pictures of that, and then go ahead.
No, I was saying no. Go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, I was like, and then underneath those three pictures, it says this is bullshit, and then there's a picture of Rose. Finn and why can't I remember Laura Dern's character's name?
Admiral Holdo.
Yeah. Pictures of them. So you have a woman in a position of power, a black man and an Asian woman. And apparently that is bullshit. And real diversity is motherfucking made up aliens.
Yes.
They value that diversity more than human diversity and representation of minorities.
Wow. When you sent me that meme the first time, I thought the meme was saying, like, if you could accept, it's dumb if you could accept, like, all of the aliens, but, like, three people are bullshit. Like, I thought it was saying that, like, you're dumb if you could accept, like, the aliens, but not, like, a black man, a white woman, and an Asian woman. Like, that's what I thought it was saying. That's where I, yeah. And then, like, that's another thing where, like, I woke up, like, the next morning I woke up at, like, 6 in the morning, checked Twitter, saw that meme again, read it, and then, like, understood it clearly. And I was like, oh, my God, I totally, like, misinterpreted that meme with Krista.
It's okay. I would never have assumed that when you were like, I forget what your response was.
When you first sent me it, and when I thought it was saying, you're dumb if you think this is diversity, but this is bullshit. When I thought it was saying that, I was like, yeah, that meme's spot on. And then, like, you didn't say anything about it. And then, like,
oh, yeah.
Which is,
yeah,
like, right. Which I didn't think anything of, because, like, sometimes, like, we abruptly change topics in our conversations. So, like, I didn't think anything of it. And then, like, yeah, so, like, the next morning I saw it and I was like, holy shit, I told her that was spot on. And then, like, I couldn't wait. Like, I wasn't going to text you at, like, 6 in the morning, but, like, I was just, like,
couldn't. It took you 2 days.
Was it 2 days that I saw it? Was it 2 days?
No, I'm sorry. No, you're correct. It was one day. It happened Wednesday and then on Thursday.
Like, I couldn't wait for, like, a couple hours to pass so I can text you and be like, I'm really sorry I called you. Like, I said that was spot on. Like, I did not mean it that way. Totally misread that. So glad that, like, you are my good and understanding friend. Means so much to me.
Indeed. Ah, Casey, I know you better than that, I assumed, when I saw it. Then you promptly just right immediately after texted one a day, and I'm just like, I'm not gonna push it, we're gonna let it go, we're gonna move on. Casey's having a day.
Wait, was that Wednesday that happened when I said it was spot on?
Yeah, Wednesday afternoon.
That was the day I got, like, my promotion at work, and I was probably like, yeah, my brain was, like, unraveling at that point. Like, I was so, like, happy but, like, nervous and everything, so, like, yeah, that's what I'm blaming it on. That's why it took, like, a good night of sleep to understand my mistake.
Honestly, that's why I didn't even question it. I was just like, I'm gonna let it go. We'll cross that bridge on another day.
Well, now that we've like told everyone how much of a dumbass I am.
This is Casey's not a dumbass.
I'm really, I feel good that we got this off of our chests. This was a good little, like, rant session for us.
It's been coming, because lately, over the last, like, couple weeks, we've been heavily just going, like, bringing the other person, like, evidence of, like, look at this horrible, awful take or this horrible, awful opinion.
Yeah.
This is why it sucks. And, like, just, so I think this was good. I think it was, productive.
If you are listening to this and you are a fan of any or all of the Star Wars trilogies and you just want some, like, positive interaction about Star Wars, feel free to tweet us at SithGigglesPod. You can tweet me at Darth Hockey, or you can tweet Krista at KRI3TSE3Rs, and we will give you some, like, happy, positive Star Wars interaction. Like, you will not get any complaining about Star Wars from us, because, like, we are so past that. Like, we like what we like, we don't like what we don't like. And, like, I think that, like, for the most part, we've chosen to just, like, focus on the things that we like. because life is too short to focus on anything else. Sorry. Don't mean to sound like I'm giving you, like, yoga. Cool. Never mind. I'm going to cut that part out. Just, like, come to us for positive, like, interaction. All right. You got anything else?
Yep. Before?
All right. Thank you. Bye.
Nope.